just been listening to a few people who have left Audio Booze about the new year and about the crossover to the new year. Also heard Mark Rock's Audio Boo about people supporting Audio Boo this year. Great, thank you for the mention. Absolutely, I'm going to support something like Audio Boo. I mean, just have a look what you've got in your hand. No, your other hand, your iPhone. We've got this wonderful device with this wonderful piece of software which enables me to talk at my phone and watch this faux VU meter go up and down, but it gives me this almost Samaritan charity sort of connection to the world. It vocalizes my emotions. It allows me, wherever I am, near my phone, within range of Wi-Fi or a data network, to be able to send out a message to a fairly global reach, depending on followers and stuff like that. Sometimes things get retweeted, sometimes things people just fall upon them because they have a poignant moment to absorb what's being said to them, take it on board. So why wouldn't I support something like Audioboo? It's been fantastic so far. It's a great piece of software, and you know, the reason why I jumped at the chance to use it, because it made things easier. And that's what we are heading into, you know, this golden age of transparent computing, the ability to be able to just press and go and send to whoever, wherever, whatever we're doing. And 2010 will be a massive year for social media. It'll be a massive year for the transparency effort of software and hardware merging into one. You won't even know if it's local or far away. It's all virtualized. But now Ella's gone off to sleep finally, which was about 11 o'clock. It's 11:30 here in the UK. We've got half an hour to go. I've had a really, really tough last 6 months, and it's not going to get any easier anytime soon. In fact, I think January is probably going to be really difficult. But, you know, I keep positive. I've cut my ties quite a lot with a lot of people, and that's mainly because I deal with my stuff myself. I was born alone, and I will die alone. But in between that time, the things that I have got to look after, I'm going to do my utmost to make sure that those things run smoothly. And because of a lot of internalized head stress to do with work and career and relationships, and, you know, the first couple of years of having a child, any child, ask anybody, I'm sure they'll tell you that they've been through quite a roller coaster ride of emotions. Some people might tell you, some people won't, because it's just not what they do. But I like to try and be as transparent as possible. There's been times when I've not been able to in this last year, and I kept a lot of that to myself. And I don't have a lot of trust for a large number of people. And I don't put that to the fault of the people that are out there, and the people who know me. I put that down to the fact that I've done that on purpose, you know, pulled away on purpose. And that's just how I deal with things. That's just how I get to the crux of the problem, which is always me. It sounds a bit bizarre, but I don't know. I like to look at things from a lot of angles. A lot of people think I'm very, very sort of calculated and very manipulative and controlling. And to a certain degree, there is a large number of those elements in my characteristics of me. And they haven't been channeled in the right directions at times in the last couple of years. And I think that's something for me to work on. But there's one thing that's always consistent, and that is I have passion for people, passion for life. And I just guess that, you know, the controls, my ideals need to shift. I also need to sneeze. Oh, full of cold. I've had this cold for like 3 months. It's coming up to 5 minutes anyway. So anyway, I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all the people who care. Happy New Year to all those people who are striving for a better life for their families. To all those people who are alone on New Year, if you're feeling like you're rejected or alone or fed up or wish your life was better, be positive, be upbeat. You're alive, you've got your health. If you've got small children, if you've got family, rejoice in the knowledge that they love you, and it's unconditional. Tomorrow is the 1st of January 2010. Get up, have breakfast, look at the sky, and remember, we're here once. Make the most of it. Good night. God bless.